Hi, this is Winners Chapel International, New York. Thank you for downloading our podcast. We hope this inspires you, builds your faith, and motivates you. Please make sure you subscribe to get new messages every week. Enjoy the message.
I'd like to especially welcome everyone to this service of settlements. And I know somebody in this habit will be set with this morning. I said somebody will be set with this morning. You are so sure you'll be set with this morning, let your amen show it. Say the loudest amen. Say with me, I am set to, I am set to, I am set to. You are not saying it. I am set to, I am set to, I am set to. Sometimes you have to arrest the devil so that you can know that you are a set to personality. Shout hallelujah. You are welcome in Jesus' mighty name. What a powerful ministration by our choir this morning. Come on, put your hand together for them. We need to see his face. Shout hallelujah. To him alone be all the glory. I'd like to welcome everyone here this morning to this service of settlement, including all our online worshippers. You are welcome in the name of Jesus Christ. Please be reminded that our prophetic focus for this month is, what wisdom is this? Can we echo it together? What wisdom is this? Come on, say it louder. What wisdom is this? That shall be your story after this service. Remember the scripture for the month, Proverbs chapter 9, verse 12. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 12, you need to go and read it in other translations. It said, if thou be wise, thou shalt be wise for thyself. He said, but if thou scorn it, thou alone shalt bear it. Thou alone shalt bear it. He said, thou shalt pay the penalty for it. In another translation. If you make a mistake, he said, you will pay the penalty for it. Can I tell you, you bear the consequence of your own actions. Every action, there are also what? Consequence for our actions. That is why we must make sure, no matter the provocations, no matter the provocation in your house, don't react negatively. Don't go and break the TV in the house. You see the screen, boom! You bear it by yourself. That's why our teaching series this month is captioned, Engaging Biblical Wisdom for All-Round Breakthroughs. Engaging Biblical Wisdom for All-Round Breakthrough, Part 3A. And I start by saying this morning that God's dream for end-time church is settlement in all areas. That is the dream of God for us. God's dream for end time church is to be settled in all areas, not one areas, in all areas of life. But it takes wisdom to be truly settled, spirit, soul, and body. It takes wisdom to be truly settled in our spirit, soul, and body. Many people are settled spiritually, but physically they are not settled. Their mind is not settled. Their mind move up and down, roam up and down, because they are Christian indeed, but they are not truly settled in their mind. But this morning, you shall be truly settled. You are not saying amen. So wisdom, therefore, is the key to a world of all-round settlements. Wisdom is the key to a world of all-round settlements. Wisdom is the key to a world of all-round settlements. Wisdom is the gateway to fulfillment and settlement in life. Wisdom is the gateway to fulfillment and settlement in life. So you want to be settled? You need the wisdom of God. That's why you have to be wise in all your dealings. From the book of Genesis chapter 2 verse 19, we saw Adam was able to manage the animals. It's out of the Genesis chapter 2, verse 19. And to see the name that he will call them, Adam gave name to all the animals. Can you imagine? Giving name to all the animals, and they're still bearing the name till today. You shall be called lions. You shall be called elephants. He was giving them names, but he could not manage his house. He failed. He managed the animal successfully, but he could not manage his house successfully because of lack of wisdom. Lack of wisdom. Lack of wisdom. And that's why Jesus came to restore what was lost in Adam. He came to restore unsettlement in Adam to the church. Look at Moses. He was a great man, but he could not fulfill his assignment on the heart. He could not fulfill his assignment. It was Joshua that had to lead the people to the east, to the Canaan lands. Every time we take actions that are contrary to wisdom, we suffer the consequence. A lot of people are married today, but they are not settled. He said, I want to marry. He said, relax. He said, I'm not going to relax. Yet he married, but he will not settle. Home, no peace, no joy in the house, because there was no settlement. But in this service, God is saying, I will settle you in this service. You are not saying the loudest amen. I said, somebody will be settled in this service in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So we have to see that wisdom is of the spirit. It's not by strength. I'd like you to see the spiritual dimension of wisdom this morning. It's of the spirit. It's not by strength. Wisdom is not by strength. It's by the spirit. So it's not by power. It's not by might. It's by the spirit. So there's a spirit called the spirit of wisdom. According to 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 9, it says, by strength shall no man prevail. You cannot prevail by strength. Look at that book in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 10. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 10. It says, if the iron be blunt, very powerful scriptures. It says, and do not wear the hedge, it must be put to more strength. That's why you see people are using strength instead of using wisdom. They put too much strength. It's like you get to this, to open a door, and there's no key. Now be, take armor, boom, boom, break the door. So when people don't have the key, what they use is, they use strength. And the Bible says, wisdom is profitable to the rich. Wisdom is what? Profitable to the rich. So wisdom is also spirit. So the word I will be speaking this morning, the word, he said, they are spirit and their life. The flesh does not profit anything. That's why my charge for you this morning is to strengthen your spirits and weaken the flesh. Strengthen your spirit, weaken the flesh. Strengthen your spirit, weaken the flesh. You must fast. You must pray. You must study the word. You must have personal communion, personal relationship with God to strengthen your spirit and weaken your flesh. He said, the flesh profited nothing. The word I speak to you, their spirit and their life. Shout hallelujah. If you look at the life of Jesus, he also is zealed by the spirit. Jesus is zealed by the spirit. In the book of Luke chapter 2, verse 40, we saw that Jesus also is zealed by the spirit. He said, this child grew in wisdom and in favor with God. He was strong in the spirit. Look at it. He was strong in the spirit. You cannot be strong in the spirit and not be filled with wisdom. Why people are not filled with wisdom is because they are not strong in the spirit. They are weak in the spirit. You cannot be dominated by the flesh and operate in wisdom. Because we are talking of divine wisdom. We are not talking of earthly wisdom. We are not talking of intellectual wisdom. We are not talking of diabolical wisdom. We are talking of divinity. Wisdom that is from God. He said, wisdom that is from God is above all. It's not partial. You are not thinking partial. You know, people are too partial in the church. Partiality in the church. So, because you are not, your spirit is not strong. That's why you do partial. lift up your spirit and weaken the flesh. Shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Joseph, he excelled in Egypt by the Spirit of God, by the Spirit called the Spirit of Wisdom. Genesis chapter 41, verse 38 to 41. You will discover that Joseph actually excelled by the Spirit of God. Genesis 41, 38 to 41. Say, Pharaoh said, can we find such a man as this? A man in whom the Spirit of God, there's a spirit in him. For him to interpret the dream, he doesn't know the dream. He interpreted the dreams and provided the solutions to the whole country. Daniel also excelled in Babylon by the Spirit of God. Daniel chapter 6, verse 3. The book of Daniel chapter 6, verse 3. It says, for then this Daniel was preferred above presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was found in him. The excellent spirit talking about here is the spirit of wisdom. The spirit of excellence is the spirit of wisdom. The spirit of excellence is the spirit of wisdom. Men and brethren, you cannot excel in life without the spirit of wisdom. You need the spirit of wisdom. I need it. You need the spirit of wisdom. I need it. So the spirit of wisdom is the spirit of excellence. Somebody in this habit, you shall begin to excel in the name of Jesus. Church, say the loudest amen. I said you will excel in the name of Jesus. In your business, in your career, you shall begin to excel. All the students, all our students, you will excel in your academics. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. What then is wisdom? What then is wisdom? Very key. I put in my note, wisdom is supernatural ability to create solution from matter that is too difficult. Wisdom is the supernatural ability to create solution for matter that is too difficult. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 19. God by himself built the entire universe by wisdom. He creates the entire wisdom universe by his wisdom. He said he founded the heart, and by understanding he established the heavens. Luke chapter 1, verse 37. With God, nothing shall be impossible. Men and brethren, I'd like you to have this mentality that with God, with the Spirit of God inside me, nothing is impossible for me. There's nothing I cannot achieve in life. There's nothing you desire that you cannot get. There's nothing you desire that you cannot possess. You need to have that mentality. I will possess this land. I will dominate in this land. I will succeed in this land. Somebody say, I must be settled today. I must be lifted today. The story of my family must change today. Somebody say it. By wisdom, you have the Spirit of God inside you. So you are not permitted to be limited by what limited others. You are not permitted to be limited in life. You have the spirit of wisdom inside you. You are not a natural man. You are a supernatural man. You are a superman in the natural. So you can excel in any areas. You can fulfill your destiny. The spirit of God is inside you. Somebody from this hour, you shall begin to see fulfillment in the name of Jesus. In your business, you shall be fulfilled. You are not saying the Lord, amen. I say you shall be fulfilled. Receive the spirit of wisdom afresh. Receive fresh baptism of the spirit of wisdom. You are thinking you cannot achieve it. He said, with God, all things are possible. All things are possible. With God inside you, you can achieve that thing that is impossible. Impossibility is not in your diary. You cannot find it in God. If you cannot find it in God, then it's not in you. Shout hallelujah. Somebody shout the Lord's hallelujah. You must make it in this land. If people succeed here, you must succeed. I met a soul in the harvest yesterday. I said, look at all this building here. It's not built by God, though. It's one woman being that built it. You want this kind of building? I said, come to Christ. Christ can build it for you. Please don't limit yourself. People have mentality, how is it going to happen? It's not for you to know how it's going to happen. Shout hallelujah. Think success. Think lifting. Shout hallelujah. Many of our members in this church, you shall be a builder in the name of Jesus. You will build and you will prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. What man or woman they cannot achieve in your generation, in your family, you will achieve it without stress. In the name of Jesus. That's what they call settlements. God asked, you see, I put him in order to be settled, to be compensated. He took the children of Israelites from Egypt. He took them to their promised land. And when they get to the promised land, he was sharing their inheritance. Land that does not belong to them. He shared for them. He compensated them for all their years of labor. He said, others have labor, and we have entered into their labor. Others have labor, and we have entered into their labor. Others have labor, and we have entered into their labor. By favor this morning, someone in this service, I don't know how long you have been laboring, you shall be favored in this service. Oh, I say you shall be favored in this service. You are not saying the Lord's Amen. Someone that is ready to be favored, shout the Lord's Amen. I must be faithful. I must be settled. It doesn't matter what I'm passing through. This day is a day of settlement. I must be settled. Shout hallelujah. From this day, receive favor to be settled in the name of Jesus. You go for interview, you cannot be rejected. They don't reject child of God. You cannot. Shout hallelujah. That's the favor of God upon your life. So, you can create solution in anything that is too hard. Shout hallelujah. What is wisdom? Wisdom is acquisition and correct applications of God's word in every area of our life. That is wisdom. Wisdom is what? Acquisition and correct application of God's word in every areas of our life. So wisdom is not what you just acquire. It's correct application of what you have acquired from God's word. And that's why the book of Matthew 7:24 says, he that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them shall be likened unto a wise man. So wisdom is hearing and doing what God says. You are applying what you have heard from God's word. That's what they call wisdom. Please take note. You are not blessed by what you hear. You are blessed by what you do. If you are hearing the word of God and you are not doing it, then you are not blessed. Say, I'm blessed by that word. It is what you do that make you a blessing, not what you hear. That's why James chapter 1 verse 22 says, be the doer of the word, not the hearer alone. He said, not deceiving your own self. I'm blessed. But you are not doing. You are not doing what you have here. You have to go out and do what you have heard. If you see any challenges now, Luke 1:37, become your scripture. With God, all things are possible. I'm forgetting that scripture. He said, with men, this might be impossible. With men, I'm not a man. I'm a super man in the natural. Shout hallelujah. So with men, this might be impossible, but not with God. Because ye are gods on the earth. All of you are sons of the Most High. Ye are gods on the earth. If we call you God, the scripture is not broken. Psalm 82 verse 6 and John 10 verse 34 and 35. Praise the living Jesus. So you must believe so. Correct. Hear this. What is wisdom? Wisdom is doing God's word that you have heard, no matter the challenges you face. Doing the word of God, no matter the challenges you are facing. Wisdom is the application of the truth, even in the face of challenges. You face challenges, you are still applying the truth. Because you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Not the truth that you know. The truth that you do. Know and you do. The truth that you know and you do. The truth that you know and you apply is one that makes you free. The truth is not the truth shall set you free. The truth shall make you free. Make you free. Make you free means you have to do something for you to be free. Shout hallelujah. Somebody is free in this service. I said somebody is free in this service. The three Hebrew boys in Daniel chapter 3 verse 16 to 18. The book of Daniel chapter 3 verse 16 to 18. They were asked to bow to God, but they refused. Say, Meshach Abednego answered and said to the king, "Oh Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. Bow to other gods where we are coming from. We don't bow to gods. We only bow to only one God." I said, "If be so, our God whom we serve is able to save us, and he will deliver us from the fiery furnace and out of the hand, O king. But if not, let it be known unto thee that we will not serve thy gods and will not worship thy golden image." Where we are coming from, we don't bow down to idols. We are lover of God. And what happened to them? At the end, they threw them into the fire. But they came out. Shout hallelujah. From today, you are coming out of every fiery furnace in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So no matter the challenges, go for the truth. Apply the truth. Don't compromise your Christianity. You see challenges. Say, no, I can also do it. You see 5 and 3 0. They say, so we can put one more zero for you. Say, yes. Don't compromise. Don't compromise your Christianity. If you're a Christian, no matter, stay with the truth. And the truth will only set you free. One day, I was driving. So I tried to go to the right, and then one bus hit my car. So when the police, I don't know what the police did. He said, "I'm not coming from the right, that I'm coming from the left." And which means it's going to favor me when I'm coming from the left. And then the insurance has to pay me for the damage. I said, "I'm coming from the right. I'm the one that drive it." They already did it. They already did it. They sent the report to me. I said, "No, this is not. I'm coming from the right. I know I'm making right. I'm not coming from the left." Yes, sir. Is it because of the money they will pay me? Oh, pay you to have an account? No. Eventually, what now happened? You understand? The truth has to prevail. Please, no matter the challenges, always go for the truth. People say, "Why would you do that? Why would you do that? Is the police report?" I said, No. I'm coming from the right. I'm not coming from the left. Maintain the truth, no matter what. That is what makes people free. I know it, and I did it. Shout hallelujah. I said, shout hallelujah. I said, shout hallelujah. The main message for this, because wisdom is a major course. If you fail the major course, you can't graduate in school. How many know that? Major course, you can't graduate in school. A young man approached Jesus, asking, "What shall I do that I may inherit the eternal life?" And Jesus told him what to do. He responded, saying, "All this I've done for my youth. What lack I yet?" He was asking Jesus, according to Mark 10, 17, 19 to 24. Jesus now told him, "You still lack one thing. Can I tell you the truth? For every one of us here in this service to be settled, there is one thing we still lack. If you are not experiencing settlement, there is one thing you lack. Which means there is one thing you are not doing. There is one thing you need to do for you to be settled." So I just put some things together. I may not be able to, go through it in the first service. In the second service, we'll continue it. And the third service, we also dig into it. You see, I put in my notes, many of us, we don't trust God. We don't really trust God genuinely. Trust in God. Our trust in God is questionable. We don't really trust God. We still look for other solutions. According to Psalm 125, those who trust in God, they shall be like Mount Zion, which can never be moved, but remain forever. See, you have to always stand your ground for the truth. You can't be removed, but you abide forever when you trust in the Lord. So our trust level, we need to check it. Am I truly trusting God for this or not? Why am I not settled? It's because I'm not truly trusting God for it. I'm still looking for alternatives. People are still looking for alternatives. Not trusting in God. And some people may be marriage instability. There's instability in their marriage. According to Proverbs chapter 14, verse 1, there are many people who are still not settled because of marriage instability. A wise man build a house. A wise woman builded a house, but the foolish pluck it down by her own hands. You just talk to your husband anyhow, as if God has not created him. That is what you lack. You see, another one is the cleaning of our spirit. Many of us, what you lack is your spirit is too choked. It's not clean. Many people, their spirit are not clean. The spirit are not clean. When the spirit is not clean, you understand, it's difficult for you to assess God. I say, God, settle me. But your spirit is not actually connected to God. He's not connected to God. That's why I say we have to strengthen our spirit and weaken the flesh. It is the spirit that quickens. The flesh profited nothing. The flesh has no profit. The word I speak to you, their spirit and their life. Shout hallelujah. I say shout hallelujah. So, and that's why we need to create more fellowship time with God. Personal fellowship with God. How many study their Bible? How many have a personal study with God? How many have a personal relationship with God in prayer time? Not just general prayer. How many have personal time they are praying to God? Studying the word of God together. We need to have, maybe that is what you are lacking. I'm telling you the truth. God can reveal to you when you communicate with him directly. When you have communion with God, he can reveal to you what you need to be said to do to be settled. So many of us need to create a personal relationship. That family where they don't pray together. They don't even pray together. They don't even remember. That is what is lacking in your home. May you receive understanding in the name of Jesus this morning. May you receive understanding this morning in Jesus' mighty name. Quickly, what are biblical wisdom for settlements? What are biblical wisdom for settlements? I start by saying, what does it mean to be settled? What does it mean to be settled? Number one, to be settled means to be compensated. To be compensated. Israelites were compensated in the land. Shout hallelujah. They were compensated in their Canaan land. Joshua chapter 24 verse 13. When they got to Canaan, inheritance was divided, and I have given you a land for which you did not labor. The cities you build not. He said, and ye dwell in them. He said, on the vineyard and oliveyard which you planted not, and you do eat. They gave them inheritance which they do not qualify for. They were not the one that built Canaan. Canaan was built for them. No wonder we're in the years in this commission. Our year that we are celebrating, the 40th years. Year that we are entering to our Canaan land. Where we're going to not labor for things that we will not build. As we do not build, we don't labor for it. Others have labor, and we must enter to their labor. Shout hallelujah. I said shout hallelujah. Cities you don't build will be given to you in the name of Jesus. What does it mean to be settled? It means to dispossess your enemy and possess your possession. That's what it means. Many people, for you to be settled, somebody has to be dispossessed. So that you can possess your, what belongs to you. Upon my God, that shall be deliverance. That's what God said. And the house of winners shall possess their possession. You dispossess the enemy to take your possession. You dispossess the enemy to take your possession. You dispossess the enemy to take your possession. Shout hallelujah.
You dispossess the enemy to take your possession. What does it mean to be settled? Number three, to break every siege on your part and come out victoriously. Siege on your part, broken. And you are coming out victoriously. Somebody in this service, you are coming out victoriously. I said you are coming out victoriously. By the anointing of the Holy Spirit, you will come out victoriously in this service. As the anointing is applied, somebody will come out victoriously. In the mighty name of Jesus. So you need wisdom for settlement. What are the wisdom keys for settlement for this service? As I begin to round up. Wisdom keys for settlement. Number one, you must genuinely return to God. You want to be settled? Genuinely return to God. That people who are still neutral, they are neither cold, they are neither hot, genuinely return to God. Genuinely return to God. Malachi chapter 3 verse 7. He said, return to me and I will. He said, even from the days of your father, you have kept away from her and have not returned to me. He said, return to me and I will return unto you. Return to me genuinely. Let's return back to God. If you are not settled or any areas of your life still need to be settled, genuinely return to God. You see, I saw from the book of Luke chapter 15, we saw that the prodigal son, truly, he genuinely returned to God. He said, in my father's house, even the animals, they eat very good food. And I'm suffering here. He said, I will return back to my father. My father's house, let me go back. He genuinely returned. Anything they give me, I want to eat it. It's better than dying here. Let's return back to God. If you are not truly settled, return to God. That is what God is saying for the hour. That somebody in this house, you need to return back genuinely to God. You don't need to be a player. Don't play. Don't play. Don't play. If you are not safe, you are not safe. You must know. If you are not safe, you are not truly safe. You can't claim to be safe when you are not safe. David returned to God, genuinely to God. Say, I would rather die in the hand of God than to die in the hand of any other person. Let God took me. Let God take me. And God took him. Shout hallelujah. He genuinely returned to God. We saw a man in the book, Zacchaeus. He has to climb the tree. He said, I want to see Jesus today. Just like the choir sang, I want to see his face today. Lord, let me see your face. If you are God that said to people, appear to me today, then you must come back to him. Return to me and I will return to you. Until you return, it's not your turn. You have to turn back to God for him to settle you. Someone must return back to God today in Jesus' mighty name. I say you are returning back to God in the name of Jesus Christ. Number two, which is very key for this service, is make the demand for your desire settlement on the altar of prayer. You have to demand for it. You are not just returning to God alone. You have to demand for your desire settlement. Demand for your desire settlement on altar of prayer. Demand for it. Father, I want to be settled. Look at Matthew chapter 17, verse 21. He said, this kind go not out except by fasting and prayer. Somebody has to go on prayer and fasting and say, God, settle me. You settle people before, settle me again. He said, this kind go not out but by prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting. Fast and pray to desire your settlement. Lord, settle me. Remember Luke 1:37. With men, he said, this might be impossible, but with God, all things are possible. For God, nothing shall be impossible. Shall, hallelujah. Look at this scripture, Mark 9:29. Very powerful scriptures. He said, the one for Matthew 17:21 said, this kind go not out. But this one, he said, this kind can comfort. He can comfort. He can come and you can call it for by fasting and prayer. This one cannot go out. But this one can come in. You can call it for. He called those things which be not as though they are. You can call them forth. You can call forth your settlements. Jacob, he has to call it forth. He said, change my name.
Say, change my name. I will not let you go until you bless me. He fought for his destiny. You have to fight for your destiny. You have one life to live. Don't live it casually. Don't head up as a casualty. Don't live and just die. You know, a lot of people came to America and they will just die and they bury them. I refuse to die in America, just like a chicken. I refuse to die like a chicken. And if my body cannot be buried, shout hallelujah. Anyhow, you must fight for your life. There's no witch that will kill me. They are too small. Shout hallelujah. You must fight for your destiny. Shout hallelujah. When you are afflicted a little, don't say I will die. You can't die. Tell yourself, I cannot die. I was in a wedding yesterday, and I told a couple, I said, no matter the provocation, when this woman wants to do like this, I just said, and you, instead of you to get angry, say, I love you. I love you the more. Shout hallelujah. Make the devil mad. Somebody came to me for a cancer. And I said, but you know, I will not divorce. Say, I want to divorce. This marriage is over. I said, but you know, I will not divorce my wife. So that you can shock the devil. Sometimes you have to speak the word. If you can't say it, you can't say it. I am settled in the name of Jesus Christ. Shout hallelujah. You have to make demand for it. Jacob has to make demand for it. Genesis chapter 32, verse 24. He said, I will not let it go until you bless me. Somebody say, I will not let you go until you settle me today. God of liberation, settle me. You know, sometimes as a pastor, I come to the altar, I pray. I say, God of liberation, do this in the name of Jesus. If you are the one that placed me here, you must answer their prayers. You must do something. Shout hallelujah. And you are not afraid to say it because you did not send yourself. Shout hallelujah. Jabez had to what? Fight for his destiny. I'll show you in the scripture. Jabez, in the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 to 11. He was honorable more than his brethren. His mother called his name Jabez because I bear him with sorrows. Shout hallelujah. But Jabez called on the God of his father. He said, call unto me and I will answer you. And I will show you great and mighty things without Nathan. He called on the God of his father. And God has to answer him. Shout hallelujah. That was a scripture in the book of Numbers or Leviticus. He said, Jabez now have a city. That was a city built by Jabez. The one that was born with sorrow. He said, he now have a city built in his name. A city was named after Jabez when he called upon the name of his father. He said, no, as a pastor, I said, God of liberation, show yourself. When I'm praying, Sunday prayer. When there are some cases that come to you and you know you don't know what to do, I say, God of my father, Bishop Erigo, show yourself. If indeed you are the one that sent me on this assignment, show yourself now. Anytime I call that kind of name, you know, you have to get to a point where you know you call the God of your father. Elisha got a point in his ministry. He said, where is the God of my father, Elijah? Elijah said, he parted the river into two and a crossover. You need the God of your father sometime in prayer. You invoke their name in the name of Jesus Christ. The same way you invoke the name of Jesus, you can invoke the name of your father. Where is the God of liberation? Lord, you are the one that sent your servant. Prove yourself now. Shout hallelujah. And God will always answer. My God will deliver you today. Anna has to call upon God. She went to Shiloh. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 13 to 19, she went to Shiloh. She called on God. And God heard her voice. She returned with Samuel. Somebody in this service, you are returning with your own Samuel. It doesn't matter how long you have been waiting. This month, you will conceive in the name of Jesus. And the devil will be pushed to shame in the name of Jesus. Everyone that is online, believing God for miracle today, you are receiving it this hour in the name of Jesus. I say you are receiving it this hour in the name of Jesus. Anna has to call on God. You can demand for your desire settlement on the order of prayer. Bartimaeus, the blind. They call him the blind because that is what they know him for. In the book of Mark chapter 10. Mark 10, 46 to 52. Mark 10, 46 to 52. He came to Jericho. He went out and 47, there was a man begging. His name is Bartimaeus. And he said to Jesus, he heard that Jesus was just passing by. He said, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Somebody is going to cry for mercy this week, and God will terminate that mess. Say, Jesus Christ, Son of David, have mercy on me. Somebody is crying that prayer. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. I'm tired. Jesus, help me out. And God say, I'm ready. I will help you out. He is your helper. He will help you this season. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So you must call on God of your Father. Thank you, Father Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And finally, let me just give you one more as I round up. Engage the mystery of sacrifice to stop the plague in your life. You know why you have to engage the mystery of sacrifice? It's very key. God was the one that actually told Abraham. He said, sacrifice your only son, whom thou lovest. Genesis 22, verse 1 to 3. Sacrifice your only son, whom thou lovest. And Abraham has to go on a journey for 3 days looking for where to go and sacrifice the son, the only son, Isaac. And what now happened? In verse 15 of that scripture, verse 15, 16, 17, and God come back to Abraham the second time. God will always call Abraham from heaven the second time. When you rear an altar of sacrifice, you can terminate any plague in your life. I'm a product of that. I've reared an altar of sacrifice severally, and I've come out what? Triumphantly. Shout hallelujah. God said, in blessing, I will bless you. Ah, that's, he's a sworn blessings. And the blessing, I will bless you. He multiply, I will multiply thy seed as the star of the heaven. He said, and as the star which is upon the seashore. Shout hallelujah. So blessing. Solomon was just giving his sacrifice unto God. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3 to 4. He sacrificed, and God appeared in verse 6. What do you want? Ah. God was the one that appeared to Solomon. He said, what do you want? What do you want me to do for you? When he reared an altar of sacrifice. There are many Christians, you are like this. If your hand is like this, you can't receive anything. If your hand is like this, you don't want breakthrough. If you want breakthrough, you have to be like this. You have to be a giver. If you can't be a giver, you can never be a receiver. You can never be a receiver. You have to be a giver to be a receiver. In 2005, I was diagnosed. Me, I'm preaching now. I was diagnosed to have tuberculosis. Tuberculosis in 2005. So, and I was teaching. I remember I was teaching senator children, deputy governor children. Those are the, I was just teaching them classes in Abuja, in those days, Nigeria, in those days. And I, can you imagine? The devil struck from nowhere. And I was serving, actively serving the ushers. So don't think that we just had right to be a pastor. I was not a pastor. I was serving as an usher. Actively serving as an usher in Durumi Church, Abuja. Bishop Abe was our pastor. And just went. And I noticed I started feeling somehow coughing all through the night. What I just did, because we've been taught, in case you don't know it, when there's a plague in your life, you terminate it by sacrifice. When there's an excitement, you sacrifice. All the income given to me for that month, because I know I'm not going there again. Can you imagine? I cannot teach them because I don't want to infect them. I package everything together, took out my tithe, and then sold everything to God. The result of it is why is that I'm standing here today. Shout hallelujah. I supposed to have gone. They should have forgotten me. Who is Pastor Tim? They should have forgotten me. I was gone totally. But God restored me back by a sacrifice. And I told him, this gospel, we will preach it to the end of the hearts. We have never seen anything. Shout hallelujah. I told myself, a time will come that we will not need to go to hospital to go and raise the dead. Let's go to, I'm not going to hospital, Pastor Tim. We just stay here in the, every dead body in the hospital. Rise up! Just see. And somebody have died. They say, but he has died before. He rise up. He has to rise up. Shout hallelujah. The anointing covers it. Shout hallelujah. Because God has rescued us to go and rescue others. If God has rescued you to rescue others, you see, a lot of people came for evangelism yesterday. I was so impressed. And I know this Saturday we are coming again. We are going to be double. Everyone that come yesterday, I decree upon you the blessing you have never touched before. Eyes have never seen other blessings. Here I've never had other blessings. What men have not handled, you will handle it this week in the name of Jesus. And for everyone that will come this week, because you have to come, what do you want to do if you are not working for God? I don't know what you want to do if you are not working for God. I don't know. This Saturday, we are going to invade this place again. Shout hallelujah. The atmosphere has changed. People must know that we are here. Shout hallelujah. We will go everywhere until we take over the land. There is no land that is too difficult for us to take. No land that is too difficult. You want to be settled, take the land for Jesus. And God will make sure you are settled in these lands. You are believing God for immigration. What is immigration? Shout hallelujah. Somebody came with me and said they gave me a letter of immigration. I said, trash it. Shout hallelujah. Trust it. Listen. He said, I have 24 hours. I have this. I said, no. That's not what God told me. I know what God has said. Wheresoever the soul of your feet shall touch. He said, that I've given unto you as I've told Moses. I've given it to you. You have to take over the land by yourself. But for you to take over the land, go and take over the land for Jesus. This Saturday, we are taking over the land. Everyone online, it's time to come back to church. It's time to come back to church. Shout hallelujah. It's time to come back to church. It's time to take the land for Jesus. You are taking the land for Jesus. Jesus is taking over for you. You are taking the land for Jesus. He's taking over for you. You are taking the land for Jesus. He's taking over for you. Rise up to your feet. Lift your hand to Jesus. I'm taking over. I'm taking over. Can you sing for us? I'm taking over. We are taking. I'm taking over. We are taking over. We are taking over. We must be settled. In the name of Jesus, we are taking over. Lift your voice to Jesus. Begin to speak. I'm taking over. We are taking over. I'm taking over. I'm taking over. Taking over. Taking over.
It's a new level.
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 We're taking over.
Taking over.
It's a new level.
It's a new level.
It's a new level.
It's a new level.
We're taking over.
Taking over.
We're taking over.
Taking over.
It's a new level.
It's a new level.
It's a new level. It's a new level.
It's a new level.
We're taking over.
Taking over.
We're taking over.
Taking over.
It's a new level.
It's a new level.
Oh, it's a new level.
It's a new level.
We're taking over.
Taking over.
How many are set to take over? Be excited. How many are set to take over? Tell me, I'm taking over. You are not saying it. I can't hear you. I'm taking over. I'm taking over. Shout it louder. I'm taking over. I'm taking over from this hour. There's an overflow. There's anointing for takeover. By the anointing today, you shall take over. Church, I said, by the anointing today, you shall take over. For Savi, let your hand be the loudest. I am taking over. I am taking over. I am taking over. Your business, you shall begin to take over. Anointed to take over in these lands. Anointed to possess your possession. Receive it this hour in the name of Jesus. Why? I say, receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord. Jesus, mighty name, we pray. You are here this morning. It's a new level. There's anointing in this place today for you to be settled. Anointing for you to take over. That brother came to me that I was saying, they said, they have to sign. They have to do this. I said, is that why you call me? I left my house to come. I said, let's go. God has done it. He has done it. That one, forget it. He has done it. I said, go to your car. Go. He went to his car. That was it. The second day he called me, he texted me, he said, God has done it. I know he will do it. Because that's what he specializes in doing. He settles people. He doesn't put people to shame. Can I tell you the truth? God will not put you to shame. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you for listening to Winners Chapel International New York's podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and share the link with your friends and family. Visit us online at www.winnerschapelny.org and fellowship with us online on our YouTube channel, Winners Chapel International New York. Have a blessed week. God loves you. See you next time.